And now,
great to be back.
Back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
Awesome.
And your host, Bill Frank.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show here on KVTA News Talk 1520. I'm bringing fresh perspectives to Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is business and politics. Each of my guests will share his or her perspective on one or the other of these subjects. My next guest is a nonpartisan contender for the Ventura County Board of Supervisors 1st District. We'll discuss her platform and her campaign. Christy Weir was first elected to the Ventura City Council in 2003, and she served as deputy mayor for a two-year term. She was reelected to the council in 2007, at which time she served as mayor. In a professional life, Christy has been a school teacher and a managing editor at Gospel Light Productions and a freelance editor and writer. Christy is the founder of the Grant Park Conservancy. She's the founder and board member of the Downtown Ventura Organization and a board member of the Ventura Music Festival, a member of the CSUCI Dean's Advisory Council as well. Christy was born in Santa Barbara, and she married her husband, Tim. They've lived in the city of Ventura since 1985. She earned her BA degree magna cum laude in liberal studies with a concentration in arts from Cal State University, Channel Islands. Joining me in the studio, how are you today, Christy?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming into the studio. I appreciate this. Now, if we take a look at the national elections, at the presidential campaign, it's pretty clear in the minds of American voters, the social issues are off the table. They're not really concerned about God's guns, gays, and abortion. What they're really concerned about is the economy. So that's where I'd like to start with you, if we could. Great. If you're elected to the Board of Supervisors, what are you going to do to help stimulate Ventura County's economy and bring more jobs to the area?
Well, there's lots of ways that the county can help stimulate jobs, and sometimes people don't think about that because most of the job generation, or a lot of it, is in the city limits. And sometimes people sort of think that most of the jobs are going to be coming from businesses within city, so let's let the cities worry about that. However, the county in the unincorporated areas does have a lot of potential for jobs in certain areas, and those areas can also impact the cities. For instance, agriculture is a $2 billion a year industry. Most of the work happens at the actual farm. The farms, the agricultural land, is in the unincorporated county areas. That does impact jobs in the cities, though. Half of jobs that are related to agriculture are not on the farm. They are in banking, trucking, pipes, you know, hydrologists, that sort of thing, that actually probably work in cities. So what we can do is make sure that the regulations for farming and business are friendly to the process for the businesses to upgrade, to expand. Not that we want to be lax with our rules. We need environmental rules to protect us for the future. We need safety and health rules. But we can do better at the county level and city level, I think, that in terms of making people, as they go through the process, feel as though they know what the steps are going to be. It's the cost is predictable. For instance, for somebody to get a county health permit to open a restaurant, to approve their kitchen. The other areas that we can help stimulate jobs in the county are with an airport. with an airline carrier at an airport. We have the Oxnard Airport. However, for several years, we haven't had a carrier at that airport, so having people fly in and out is almost impossible. And a lot of our businesses here would be helped by having convenient, regular airline service. So I would work to make sure that we have a lot of people sitting at the table to attract a carrier there. Some other areas that we can work on are making uses such as wineries that are in agricultural land, but not necessarily using the agricultural definition. So sometimes they have a very difficult time getting through county permitting because it makes you have to have a building for a winery, and the county isn't really open right now to having a lot of building, which we don't want. We do not want housing developments and so forth in the unincorporated areas, but I believe that something like wineries, tasting rooms, event centers. Limonera is doing a really good job bringing sort of the business aspect to their agricultural business, and it's working great for them. The other areas that we can work on in the county are making sure that the film industry, which is right next door. You know, the headquarters for the entire world film industry is in Los Angeles. We are right next door to that. We have huge number of people living in Ventura County that work in the film industry that have to commute. Because Ventura County has not been particularly open or friendly to the film industry as far as building studios or even having location shoots, a lot of those jobs are in LA County. They could be here. So we need to have very open attitude about film jobs. They're clean, they're green, and get some of that money, some of those jobs here in this county.
All right. My guest is Christy Weir. She is a nonpartisan candidate for the Ventura County Board of Supervisors, the 1st District. We're talking about her platform. Christy, there was so much in that last answer. It started with regulation, and I get that. The airline. I want to come back to the airline for just a minute. Airport would be very important to us here in Ventura County. We've not had an air carrier, a major air carrier, service since United pulled out of the Oxnard Airport. Realistically, what can Ventura County supervisors do to bring an air carrier back? Because United made the very clear economic decision that it wasn't profitable to fly to Oxnard anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, the airlines, a lot of them are redefining themselves and having problems right now anyway. So what we need to do is form a task force, bring together people from different businesses, different industries, and the county government to all work together. I mean, when you want to get something done, the Board of Supervisors doesn't necessarily have the power to just decide we want that carrier, we're going to get them. It takes a lot of work. We work a lot with our government entities at Port Hueneme and the Navy at the harbor and so forth to make them welcome, to make sure we keep them here. It's that sort of a tackling the job, bringing people together, working, you know, going out and soliciting airlines, saying, you know, we want you here. We will help you with regulations, whatever it will take to get you here. Sometimes they want subsidies. I don't think we're in an economic state right now where we can provide financial subsidies for getting that sort of job generation going. But the county can help with putting the word out, going out to solicit, and helping them with whatever regulations it would take to get them here.
My guest is Christy Weir. All right, Christy, also in that first answer, you talked a lot about regulation and how difficult it is to build here. If you're elected to the Board of Supervisors, one of the things that you will have to tackle in your first administration there is the whole SOAR initiative. SOAR is an acronym. It stands for Save Our Open Space and Agricultural Resources. So that's coming up for review during your first term if elected to the Board of Supervisors. First of all, what stance would you take on SOAR? What approach are you going to take if elected to review SOAR when it comes up?
Well, it's not coming up for vote till 2020. So that's a ways away. However, people are thinking about it now because they want to make sure that when that time comes, the stage has been set for putting it out to the voters and saying, here's how it's worked. Here's the good it's doing. Here's the problems. Here's, you know, putting the whole thing out there realistically as possible. And Ventura, the city of Ventura's SOAR initiative is different than the county. So, you know, that gets kind of confusing, too. I'm a firm supporter of SOAR. I believe that it's doing what it meant to do in terms of keeping the cities from sprawling out and using up the agricultural land, paving over our beautiful, fertile land. It's keeping those green belts green, keeping agriculture healthy and alive here in Ventura, in the county, in between all the cities. However, I want to make sure that the farmers are at the table when we're talking about how it's working. I believe from the general population's point of view, it's working. Because as we drive from city to city, we drive through green belts. You know, we have the agriculture there. The agriculture industry has grown since SOAR. The land that's under SOAR has not declined in value like people predicted it would. It has actually increased in value. And we have to, though, make sure that the growers, the farmers are at the table, that they are having a discussion with the proponents of SOAR in terms of the practical application of how it's working for them. In other words, is the protection of the open space and the agricultural properties being implemented in such a way that it's not harming the farmers.
Right. Now, you're out there, you're campaigning, and let's stay on the farmers for just a moment if we can. Mm-hmm. Because of SOAR, farmers are facing challenges, and perhaps you've heard this yourself. When they want to build an outbuilding today because of SOAR, there's all kinds of regulation, which was one of the challenges that you talked about at the outset.
Yes.
The regulation prevents them from building an outbuilding on their own property. If they want to build a processing facility, it's hard to build a processing facility because of SOAR. So the farmers definitely need to come to the table, but it sounds to me as though the farmers are going to be pretty much against SOAR, or at least modifying what is currently our SOAR program.
Well, a lot of the regulations that we're talking about, for instance, building a restroom on ag land or building an office or whatever, aren't necessarily having to do with SOAR. What SOAR says is that I'm talking about the letter of the law of SOAR. And what SOAR says is that if you have ag zoned land, you cannot switch it over to any other kind of zoning without a vote of the people. But sort of mixed into that is the mentality of ag land is going to have no development on it. And there, I think there is where we need to look at the definition of what development is. Yes, I agree, we do not want a housing tract on ag land, but is it okay to put up a restroom for a farmer who needs it for his field workers? Or is it okay for an avocado farmer to put up an office to sell their avocado trees? I think we need to make sure that we're not defining some of those small things as huge hurdles for them to get over in order to, and those things are actually helping agriculture. So it's an attitude, I think, as well as the actual letter of the law of SOAR. And at the county planning department, I think we need to be a little more open to helping agriculture survive by allowing them to do these things. I have the one anecdote. One farmer wanted to put up a sign on his produce stand, which should be fairly simple and easy and inexpensive.
You would think.
One would think. However, because of the regulations, because of the permitting process and all that, took many, many months, many, many thousands of dollars. And that is not something that's harmful to the environment. I mean, we do need to protect the environment. But we also need to make sure that all the farmers are getting the service they need at the county that's not making things more difficult for them.
That makes sense. My guest is Christy Weir. She's a candidate for the Board of Supervisors in the 1st District. So, Christy, I want to move on to another subject, if we can, please. If elected to the Board of Supervisors, you're going to be tackling pensions.
Yes.
And if we take a look at what's happening in Wisconsin, we know that tackling pensions can be a contentious issue as well. Mm-hmm. First of all, if elected, what steps would you take to alter the current pension benefits so that they're more sustainable in the future?
Well, that's the biggest issue we have, and not only at our county government level, but state, you know, other counties everywhere. And what's going to have to happen is the political will to say this is not sustainable. We need some firm action here. First of all, the amount that we're spending is way more than we need to. 10 years ago, the county spent $80 million a year on retirement costs. Now they spend $180 million. That's a $100 million increase during the time when we should have been adjusting downward, not adjusting upward. That is over 13% a year growth in pension costs while the economy is going down. And so you see as the revenues go down and the pension costs go up, services suffer. There's less money for the services. So what we need to do specifically is work on the formulas, the spiking. That's huge. We have four retirees at the county that are costing us $1 million a year. That $1 million a year could be spent on all kinds of other things besides that.
Well, isn't that a challenge, though, Christy? Let me stop you there, because the government, state government, says once you've given a benefit, you can't take it away.
That is not necessarily true.
How so?
Without, there are negotiations. The city of Ventura has taken lots of benefits away. Through negotiation, we actually went to impasse. If you say you cannot take them away, then we're doomed. you know, the cost as people live longer and retire earlier and are making $250,000 a year in retirement, that cannot be sustained. What has to happen is spiking has to be, you know, looked at very closely. We should not be, people should not be making money in retirement based on their uniform allowance and their education allowance for the rest of their lives. They should not be getting vacation time piled up on top of their retirement time. You should not be making $200,000 a year at the county and then retiring and making $250,000 when you're not working. Those things can all be dealt with through negotiations or through new rules. And there are certain parameters of things that you cannot take away. But as the economy adjusts downward, those will have to adjust downward. There is absolutely no choice.
All right, my guest is Christy Weir. She is running for the Ventura County Board of Supervisors as a nonpartisan contendant in the 1st District. Christy, if people are intrigued by what they hear but and they want to learn more about you, learn more about your platform, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
My website is www.christyweir.com.
ChristyWeir.com. And spell that for the listeners.
ChristyWeir.com.
Christy Weir. Thank you, Christy, for coming in and being my guest here on The Bill Frank Show. It's been a delight.
Thank you.